Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Joe, for this wonderful time of worship. And believe that God spoke to each one of us and brought joy to his heart when we worship him. Okay, today I want to just say happy Palm Sunday. I was like up to say Palm Springs. Happy. Thank you. You will get this a lot today. Don't be surprised. So happy Sunday, Palm Sundays. This is the only thing I will say about Palm Sunday today. Today I'm gonna speak about different subject about. God put in my heart to speak about Jonah, and it's totally different than Palm Sunday. But I believe that God speaks and we have to obey. Yeah? So today we're going to speak about the story of Jonah, and we'll speak about three things. One, the mission and the destination. Mission and destination. Prayer and situation. And the last thing, second chance and salvation. Halwadi? Okay. Okay. So we will speak about three things. I'll say it again. Mission and destination. Prayer and his situation. And second chance and salvation. Okay. The first thing, we'll speak about mission and destination. Mission. What's mission? What's mission? What do you mean to have a mission for your life? What do you mean to have a mission? And someone has a vision. Company have a mission. Mission is to know, where are you? Who are you targeting? Okay? What kind of influence do you want to have for your target or to your target? Yeah? What should you do? And what result are you hoping to see? This is mission. For example, I've just searched some mission statement from big companies like Nike. Okay? So the Nike's mission, they want to bring inspiration and innovation to every athlete in the world. Want to bring inspiration and innovation to every athlete in the world. There is another example, maybe. Some of us, I wish Dina was here, but for example, Starbucks, their mission, their mission is to inspire, and believe it or not, this is a Starbucks mission statement, to inspire and nurture the human spirit, one person, one cup, one neighborhood at a time. Really? Really? This it could be a mission for a church to influence and nurture one person, the human spirit, huh? One person, one cup, one church, one whatever, one neighborhood at a time. This is the mission. They have a mission. To influence everyone, every neighborhood. This is their mission. Mission for your family. Mission for your family to influence your kids, to influence your wife, if you can. To influence... No, I'm just kidding. To influence the neighborhood. To influence your society. To influence your city. To influence your country, you have to have a mission. Where are you? You have to know where are you. You have to know who are you targeting. You have to know what do you want to do, what do you want to influence, and what's the results. So Jonah's mission. Is from the Lord. Here is the word of God, of the Lord, to Jonah. I want you to arise. Say amen.
Amen.
I want you to arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. Okay, your mission is to rise. Hallelujah. I chose this translation because we are in arise. Yeah? And this is our theme for our life, is to arise, is to get up from whatever you're sitting at, from wherever you situation you are, and we'll talk about this later. Arise and go. Go. The roots of this word, so Greek or Hebrew, is to take initiative, is to move. It has to have motion, has to have action. You cannot go as you're sitting, you know, you can't. You have to do it. You have to be in motion. You have to do it. You have to move. Go to Nineveh. Nineveh. Okay? That great city. So, we will see, where is Jonah? Where is Jonah? Jonah is a prophet, Israeli prophet. Okay? But Jonah is asked to go out of his comfort zone. If you tell him, if God told him to go to deliver message to the Israelites, he will be fine. He will be, oh, okay. Preaching in my church is easier than preaching in the street or in a mosque or in a country that against God or against Christianity. It's out of his comfort zone, right? His mission is to arise and go to Nineveh. Nineveh is not an easy city. Nineveh is a city that established by a person called Nimrod. I don't know in Nimrod.
Nimrod.
Yeah? Nimrod. Nimrod wasn't the best guy. Nimrod means rebellions, right?
Yeah.
To rebel or rebellions. So he established, actually he didn't only establish Nineveh, but if you go back to Genesis 10 from 8 to 12, Cush was the father of Nimrod, okay? This is the Noah's family. One of them is Cush, was the father of Nimrod, who became a mighty warrior on the earth. He was mighty hunter before the Lord. That's why it's said, like Nimrod, a mighty hunter before the Lord. The first centers of his kingdom were Babylon. He established Babylon, and he established Nineveh. And you know what happened in Babylon. Yeah, you remember? In the next chapter, the people of Babylon gather together. We want to do something different. We want to build a tower that touches the sky. We want to reach that, you know, the heaven by ourselves. And God interfered. I'm not going to go to Babylon's story. All of us, we know it. Yeah? But this is the person that founded Nineveh, Nimrod. Established from a person that has the heart of rebellions. So no matter, Jonah will say, he knows that, this is a hard city. This is a very hard city. This is a city that I know that will not listen. So why to bother myself? Why do I go there? And the influence that Jonah supposed to have is to open their eyes, to speak, and to open their eyes, not only to speak, to cry. He said that. Cry. Cry. Means it's not like, hey guys, what's up, dude? What's up, y'all? Yeah, by the way, it's gonna be hard the next few days. And no, it's crying out. Like, it's a matter of life or death. Be careful. There is something will happen. The destruction will come. You have to be careful. You have to repent. You have to listen. You have to listen. The decision is yours. God will destroy the city if you don't repent. Cry out. Cry out. This is what Jonah should do. And the result that God was expecting from this message is repentance. Repentance. He's expecting, God wants to, he's not like sending Jonah there to just deliver a message. He wanted the people of Nineveh to do what? To repent. So the mission is to go to Nineveh and speak to them so they can repent. Okay? Everyone to repent. And we know God's heart wants everyone to repent. I like to just apply everything from the Word of God to our situations. Sometimes we need to cry out. We need to cry out. We need to speak louder. We need to speak louder for the things that surrounding us. Yeah? The evil that is going on. The evil. The things that really destroying people's life. I'm not going to go there. You know it. Yeah? Okay. So the mission is to do that. But what about the destination that he chose? The destination. But Jonah ran away from the Lord. Another translation says, from the face of the Lord. He ran away from the Lord and headed to Tarshish. Tarshish. So, your mission, Jonah, your mission supposed to take you this direction. But he chose this direction. You can't. You can't do it. No way you will accomplish your mission if you're not taking the right direction. You're not heading towards the right destination, right? Your mission determines your destination. There's someone from the Bible. He always headed to the right destination to accomplish a mission. And he succeeded at. Bolus. No, not Paul. Before, yani Bolus, but Shaul, Saul. Yeah, Saul. He always knew where he wants to go. He wanted to hunt Christians. And he always succeeded. But you know what? He was following the wrong, what? Mission. He wanted to destroy Christianity. He always being in the right place. He was in when Stephen was stoned. He is always there. He's always in the right direction. He's going to the right destination, but following the wrong mission. Until, hallelujah, until he met Jesus. He's going to the right direction for his mission, to accomplish his mission. And then he met the face of the Lord. That Jonah ran away. That Jonah was skipping, whatever. Here, Jesus appeared to him. Here, he saw the face of Jesus. And he got blind. And you know the story. And his life and his mission, what? Changed. Hallelujah. He changed. 180 degrees from following the mission of persecution and killing to another mission that's taking him everywhere to preach the gospel, to preach the word, to preach the good news of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is a man that have this transformation happen to him to have the right mission and to follow the right or to go to the right destination. The commandment is to seek God's face, right? طلبوا وجهي. Seek my face. But Jonah ran away from God's face. Okay, you want me to go to Nineveh? I have a good idea. I want to go to Tarshish. And what happened? You know what happened? What happened is that all the storms and the story with the fishers or salesmen and sailors. All this, the story, until they decided, you know what, until he went to sleep. You know, he was sleeping. I was like, sleeping? Really? In a deep sleep, not only like taking a nap. No, it's in a deep sleep. I was like, okay. Until what happened, and they throw him in the sea, and God sent a big fish, a great fish. And I was like, where did this, the place that this happened, it doesn't have the enough depth to have a big fish like this. You know, where did this fish come from? For sure, I believe this is completely a miracle, and it's God's hand. It's, I don't know if this fish stayed or disappeared. I don't care. But for sure, it was God's hand. The sea, that it doesn't have the depth. That I was just watching something on National Geographic, and like what you can dive. Yeah, there is a certain depth, but then you go deeper. This is the only creature can live there is the whales and big great fishes, and those things cannot live in a sea like this. But for sure, God is, you know, prepared it. God created it if it needed to. If he needs to, he could create this big fish to swallow a man. I'm sure it's a huge, yeah. So now Jonah in the tummy of the great fish. Now the Lord provided. Hello, he provided. provided. provided a huge fish to swallow Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Say 3 days and three nights.
3 days.
3 days and three nights. Do you think that he has any chance, that he has any hope that he will get out of the... No, I don't think so. Yeah, there is no hope. There is no... It's a big fish, great fish, and it's khalas. That's it. Bye-bye, Jonah. You will be like... You will be a snack for this great fish. Thank you, Rolla. 3 days and three nights. But from inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. From inside, he prayed. He prayed. This is the second thing. Prayer for his situation. For the situation. Prayed. I like the a lot of details in this prayer, but I'm not gonna go through it all. But what's prayer? We know all of that. We heard a lot of preaching about prayer. Prayer. I just tried to search what's prayer for this situation. Prayer. One author wrote this. Prayer is the practice of the presence of God. Okay? Prayer is the practice of the presence of God. It is the place where pride is abandoned, hope is lifted, and supplication is made. Prayer is the place of admitting our need, of adopting humility and claiming dependence upon God. Prayer is the needful practice of Christians. Prayer is the exercise of faith and hope. Prayer is the privilege of touching the heart of the Father through the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Amen? Prayer, this is what he needed. To abandon pride, to lift up hope. We said that there is no hope for him, right? To lift up hope, to communicate, to practice prayer here for Jonah is to practice the presence of God. Where? From the belly of the great fish. Do you think there is a light there or dark? Dark. Can you think about it? Because I'm going to ask you this question. I want you to describe the feeling of Jonah after 3 days of being in the belly of the great fish. What do you think he feels now? Okay, think about it. After 3 days, and the word of God, and he started to faint. He started to khalas. It's like tired. Everything is against him, dark. I don't know get digested. 3 days. How did this happen? I don't know. But how do you think he feels during these 3 days? By the end of these 3 days? Huh?
Devastated.
Exhaustion. Devastation. Edwin said something, I didn't hear it, but from his face, was like, disgusted. Disgusted. Right? Because this great fish, I'm assuming that she ate during the 3 days. So it's like chewed food coming on his face, and I disgusted, yeah? And sometimes we are in a situation like this, that we are disgusted from the situation, disgusted from what's happening. Yeah? What else? What? Yeah. I when I was preparing this message, I was thinking about your lunch after the church. But have a good time, yeah. So, but yeah, enjoy it. But this is what happening. He is in a very dark place. No hope, nothing. Devastation and everything against him. And you know what? His situation is not easy. It's harder, a little bit. Because all what he can do is, listen to this, okay? All what he can do is to pray. To practice the presence of God in this situation. To receive grace, to see the grace of God, to see the mercy of God. I know I disobeyed. I know that I rebellion. I know that I took another direction. I know I did something wrong. But you know what? In your presence, there is a grace. In your presence, there is mercy. And in your presence, there is help when I need. Right? He's practicing God's presence inside this great fish. His situation is hard because the only hope for him is that God will do another miracle, that this fish will be what will what vomit him. And we will talk about this. I told you, we will have a great lunch today. He prayed. All what he can do is pray. But you know what? When I was thinking about this, actually I was thinking about it the last few weeks. When I was thinking about it, he had no choice. But sometimes we are in a great fish like this, great situation like this. But we have the choice. Do you think if he had the choice to walk or to climb or whatever out of this fish, will do it? Yeah. He will do it, but he can't. So he had to pray. Lord, I know I pray, I cry out from my stress, and you, دعوتو في ضيقي دعوتو أنت استجبت لي, هي صح كده؟ From my stress, and you heard me. He was still there. He didn't say that when he got out of the fish. He said it inside. It's not only that. He said that I will praise you. I will sacrifice. I will give you a sacrifice. This is. He said. Let's read this prayer. From inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. He said, "In my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered me. From deep in the realm of death." I like this. From the realm of death. From a place that death is the only thing control this place, the realm. But I'm alive. If he's alive, I don't care. Even if I am in this realm of death. Because I am alive. Because what? Because he lives. Because he lives. You know what, Lord? I don't care that I am in the darkest place in my life. I don't care, because you are alive. And I believe I am alive because you are alive. Okay. From this realm of death, you hurled me into the depths, into the very heart of the sea. And the currents swirled about me. All the waves and breakers swept over me. I said, I have been banished from your side. That's it. You don't see me. I don't see you, so you don't see me. No. No. Like the little kid when he was doing this, he thinks that he disappeared. Because he doesn't see anyone, so no one can see him. I'm vanished. I'm cast away from your sight. Yeah? Yet I will look again towards your holy temple. Hallelujah. From where? From the tummy, from the belly of a great fish. He will look. He will look and see the presence of the Lord. Yes. 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 Verse 6, the roots of the mountains I sank down, the earth, what's this? Beneath buried me in forever. But you, Lord, my God, brought my life up from death. When my life was, what? Ebbing away? I remember you. This is fainting, like the fainting part. When my life was fainting, my body, my everything is like halas. My strengths are gone. I remembered you, Lord, and my prayer rose to you, to your holy temple. Those who cling to the worthless idols turn away from God's love for them. Some translations put this love, grace. Some another translation says faithfulness. So if you I know that people, if they follow wrong idols, they will turn away from God's love, from His faithfulness, from His grace. But for my case, I turn my eyes to you. I turn my eyes to you. I see your temple. I see the holy temple. What I have vowed, I will make good. I will say salvation come from the Lord. I promise. I promise. I will sing about it. I will sing about it. Because I will share this, that, you know, I was in a very dark place. But I prayed, and God interfered and changed my situation. Changed my situation. The faith that he see God's temple, hallelujah, God's temple, even from this situation. He prayed and God changed his situation. The last thing. Second chance and salvation. I want you to imagine, I told you, I want you to imagine after he prayed, God commanded, ordered this great fish to do what?
Vomit.
And the great fish vomited Jonah into the dry land. Okay? So I want you to imagine his situation. The Lord commanded the fish and it vomited Jonah up into the dry land. What do we have here in the dry land? What do we have? Jonah, after 3 days, didn't eat, didn't drink, was tired, was devastated, was everything. What we have here, sorry to say this word, a vomit. A vomit. I know. Sarah was sick 2 days ago and she vomited at night and I had to clean that. It's not nice. I tell you, it's not nice. Before, I was like, nice food, you know, before it was eaten, but nice food and organized and beautiful. I don't know, I don't have to explain more. It's a vomit. But I just want you to remember this image. I want you to remember this image. Because this is how you and me sometimes, when we get into a dark place, into a fish. Sometimes we get into fishes, right? Yes?
Yeah.
That swallow us. And we cry out. We say, Lord, hear my prayer. And then this situation, this fish vomit us and all what in us, all what is left in us is disgusting. Disgusting creature. But you know what? He was that, you know, he was that in this situation. And then it says, the word of God says, now the word of the Lord came to who? To the vomit? No, to Jonah. I see myself as a vomit sometimes, as a disgusting, you know, follower of Jesus. But you know what? He still sees me, Philip. The word of God came to Jonah. And second time saying, again, arise. I don't care what happened to you. I don't care what did you went through. I don't care. I see repentant heart. I see humble hearted. I see someone submitted his will. I see someone ready, hallelujah, to be used. So I don't care about what you are. What's your status now? I don't care. Because I care. I see what's in you. I see it. I see it. The word of God came and said, arise. Go to Nineveh, the great city, and proclaim to it the proclamation which I am going to tell you. Still have a mission for us? Yes. Have hope for us? Yes. Yes. Did he give up on us? Never. 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 He is always giving us second chance. Always. All the time. Okay, let's start from the beginning. There is no third chance. You know that? There's always second chance. Because once you repent, once you go to back to God, once you humble yourself, that's it. Everything. العتيقات والقديمات, the old. Finished. Everything. The past is finished. Cleaned. Cleaned. And we're going to start all over again. Second chance and salvation. He gave him the second chance. Salvation. Then the people of Nineveh believed. When he went, when he shared and proclaimed God's truth, God's word with them, everyone started to what? Repent. Oh, we know that this is wrong. We're doing something wrong. We have to repent. Everyone started to repent. And then the king started to hear about this movement. And he himself, what? Started to repent. And he called for fast and prayer. For all over the nation. All over the nation. And all started with a vomit man. Started with a man that is like disgusting. But it's a great movement. A great revival came out of this man. And then the people of Nineveh believed in God. When God saw their deeds, that they turned from their wicked way, then God relented concerning the, this is a hard word, calamity. Aywa, this one. Which he had declared he would bring upon them, and he did not do it. Hallelujah. It's all started with prayer from darkest hour. But God heard his prayer and he started all over again. Started from the beginning with him. He didn't give up. I mean, what's your fish? What is your fish? Do you have a fish? Do you have a situation that you feel like... Do you have a fish? I have a fish. I have a fish. Two things. Pray. Pray. Pray if the situation is like useless, not useless, like hopeless. Pray and wait that God will do another miracle and he will bring you out. But you know what? Not only that, but pray. And if you can get out of this fish, get out of it. If you can get out of this situation, get out of it. If you can. Prayer, you remember this story about this man was in the middle of the sea, and the sea, the waves and the storms, and he said, I want you to rescue me, Lord. Okay, he sent someone to rescue him. And he said, no, 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 I'm not going to get into your boat. I want the Lord to come and save me. And then another guy came, come, I will help you. No, I want the Lord. And then he died. I was like, why did you give up? No, I sent you someone, but you didn't take the choice. You are free to go, but you didn't go. So prayer is not, it's not only the thing that you need to do. If you can get out of your fish, of your situation, of the things that killing you, get out. I'm responsible for this. Don't worry. Blame me if you want. But you know what? You have to do it. Pray and wait. But pray and take an action if you can. Okay? And wait on the Lord. Because He's going to come and do awesome stuff. Awesome things in our lives. Amen? Amen? I believe the world around us needs to hear. We have to cry. We have to share. We have to do something about it. Not only that, but I believe that God wants to save us first. Us, me, and you. From things that are killing us, He wants to save us from those situations. And He will come and do a new things. Let's pray together. Let's pray together. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Okay. I want you to, as you are in the presence of the Lord, what's your mission? Just hear from God. What's the mission of your life? Why are you living? Why are you here? Why are you here? What's your mission? What's your destination? Where are you going? Do you have obedience? Are you willing? Are you willing to go wherever God wants you to go? Second, whatever your situation is, God hears. Hallelujah. God can hear you. God can hear you. God is willing to come and change the situation, to redeem you. To redeem you. Even if you are in the valley of death, walking in the darkness, cry out to Him. Cry out to Him. His heaven is open. There is open heaven. Don't think that this situation will stop your prayer. Because no matter, whatever situation are you in, God is hearing your prayer now. Even from your stress, He will hear. And He will answer. He will answer. Oh Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Lord, we pray for everyone that suffering from sickness. We believe, Lord, that you hear the prayer that is lifting up now. I believe, Lord, that you hear the prayer from things that we're getting ourselves into, that you rescue us. I thank you, Lord, that this prayer is heard from you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray for every broken relationship. I pray, Lord, for everyone in need. We think that there is no hope, but you have the hope. You lift up the hope. In the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Second. even in the death, even in the valley of death. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your presence, for practicing your goodness and your mercy and grace. Thank you, Lord, for practicing your faithfulness, your love towards us. For your Father, heart of God, that they never gave up on us. That you love us and you care for us. You want to teach us. You want to take us with your hand, in your hand, Lord. As a great, good Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for cleaning us, preparing us to carry your holy word, your holy presence, wherever we go. Thank you for the second chance that you're giving us every time, Lord. I thank you. I praise you. In the name of Jesus, Lord.